Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We have seen this week terrible pictures of London in flames, and not just London. And it wasn't because of an attack from the outside, but because of attacks from the inside. And so the world has looked at this with incredulity, saying, how could that have happened? And some have started to try to explain this phenomenon. But you see, far too many have not really understood and don't understand yet as to why this is really happening. Let me just give you a few excerpts from magazine articles and newspaper articles as to what they thought the causes were. Here is one from the German paper Süddeutsche Zeitung saying, the riots are in no way a purely British problem. There is social distress all across Europe. But this goes far beyond just social distress. This is an article by Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung saying, yes, miserable social conditions can be miserable, but there are no justification for lawlessness. Now, that's very true, but of course it doesn't give you an explanation as to why we have that kind of lawlessness. Here's an article by the Financial Daily Handelsblatt saying, the riots reveal fundamental social problems that extend far beyond London and England. The riots reveal the decay of society at its edges, brought on by deeply cemented inequality, the erosion of social norms, grave frustration, and a lack of opportunity for the lower classes. The riots show that some people simply take pleasure in violence, which they engage in without restraints when given the opportunity. Partially true, partially false. The last sentence was true, but the causes again for these terrible violent acts are not really explained. Here is an article by Die Berliner Zeitung saying this. The country has lost faith in every authority. That, I believe, is true. The banks, politicians, the media, the police. The corruption has reached even the smallest units. The family. Very true. There is a generation growing up without values of any kind. Absolutely true. But why? We'll come to that in a moment. Here's an article by Die Welt, a very conservative German paper, saying the unrest in London is perpetrated by losers who are living in a society which no longer has anything left to offer losers. Among the arsonists are people who no longer possess any values. Very true. It goes on to say they have gotten used to drawing money from the state, and they complain when the handouts stop coming as generously as they did in the past. This is a problem that, within the foreseeable future, many more Europeans are going to be confronted with, including many young people. This is because most European countries have been living far beyond their means. And of course, it is true that even in the United States of America, many don't have work, but they would like to work, but there are no opportunities. But you see, if there is an opportunity, then people should work. They shouldn't just rely on welfare, because the Bible tells you, my friends, the one who doesn't want to work, the one shouldn't even eat. But you see, here are people, young people in particular, who are growing up without any values. Now, why? Why aren't there any values? Now, I found an article. Somebody actually sent it to me. Our minister in Great Britain did, in the Daily Mail. Dated August 11. I believe that is probably the best article I have seen. And it's a long article, but I like to just read to you a few excerpts from it, and they're also long in comparison, but I really encourage you to listen carefully and closely to what's being said here, because I believe you will agree with me that what is said in here is very, very accurate. This article says, the violent anarchy that has taken hold of British cities is the all-too-predictable outcome of a three-decade liberal experiment, which tore up virtually every basic social value. The married two-parent family, punishment of criminals, national identity, enforcement of the drug laws, and many more fundamental conventions were all smashed. No more values. Why? Because we don't teach anymore any values in our societies. This article goes on to say, this mayhem has been carried out in the main by teenagers and children, some as young as 8. Some as young as 8. Where were the parents? It goes on to say, The idea that they should not steal other people's property or beat up and rob passers-by appears to be as weird and outlandish to them as the suggestion that they should fly to the moon. These youths feel absolutely entitled to go on the rob and steal whatever they want. Indeed, they are incredulous that anyone should suggest they might pass up such an opportunity. What has been fueling all this is not poverty, as has so predictably been claimed, but moral collapse. You see, and that is so very true. I've seen a list of those who have been arrested now, who have been charged with going on riots and looting stores. And there was a daughter of a millionaire, and her car was filled with looted items. It wasn't because of poverty that she did that. Moral collapse is what we're talking about. What we have been experiencing, this article says, is a complete breakdown of civilized behavior among children and young people. At the very heart of these problems lies a breakdown of the family. For most of these children come home from lone mother households. In other words, most of those children, he says, come from lone mother households. And the single most crucial factor behind all this mayhem is the willed removal of a father, who is a fully committed member of the family unit. Successive generations are being brought up only by mothers, through whose houses pass transitory males, by whom these women have yet more children, or you might say sometimes they are just living together without being married, producing children, some are being aborted, even another absolute crime. You see, but this is the society we're living in. And this article goes on to say, and these children inevitably repeat the pattern of lone and dysfunctional parenting. Of course, they have never taught correctly how to be a good parent, so how can they be one? It goes on to say, this breaking of the family was further condoned, rewarded, and encouraged by the welfare state, which conceives of needs solely in terms of absence of money, and which accordingly subsidizes lone parenthood and the destructive behavior that fatherlessness brings in its train. And of course, now we are talking about alternative lifestyles. We are trying to do away with the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. And we are doing away with the sanctity of the scriptures telling us how to live and how to actually teach and train our children, and how in the marriage unit, husband and wives should behave. Yesterday, I watched a debate by the Republicans, and so here was Congresswoman Bachman, and she was asked, how can you possibly say that a woman should be submissive to a husband? Oh, and boy, the left liberal press had a field day after that. Are we any surprised that we are seeing the things we are seeing today? This goes on to say, all of this was compounded still further by the disaster of multiculturalism. That meant children were no longer taught about the nation in which they lived and about its culture. In similar vein, all criminal wrongdoing was excused on the basis that the criminal could not help himself because he was just a victim of circumstances such as poverty, unemployment, or as yet illusory cuts in public spending. The human rights of the criminal became seen as more important than the safety and security of its victims. Punishment became a dirty word. Now, the Bible does tell us that we are supposed to be punished if we do something wrong. I recently gave some sermons to our German audience where I talked about the fact that God punishes us when we sin. Boy, the outcry was incredible. God doesn't punish. God is a God of love. You know, you're talking about the Old Testament God. We are not talking about that anymore. No, God doesn't punish. Well, my friends, are we any surprised that what we are seeing right now is a consequence of our liberal thinking that we can do whatever we want and we don't have to be punished for it? This article goes on to say, Britain was once an ordered society that was the envy of the world. Can broken Britain be put together again? Repairing this terrible damage also means, dare I say it, a return to the energetic transmission of biblical morality. What? The Bible? Forget it. We don't want to live by the Bible. No, we come up with our own solutions to our problems. You know, the Bible tells you that you're supposed to teach your children, train them up, and that includes at times spanking. Now, that's a word, you know, people just get all upset about. In many countries, in most countries, it's already prohibited. So we'd rather have our children go out looting and stealing and burning cars and burning buildings, killing, than going by what the Bible tells us how we should train our children. This goes on to say, when church leaders start preaching once again the moral concepts that underlie our civilization, and when our political leaders decide to oppose the culture war that has been waged against civilization rather than acquiescing in its destruction, then and only then will we start to get to grips with this terrible problem. And then this article concludes with the following words. Until then, within the smoldering embers of our smashed and burned out cities, we can only look upon the ruins of the Britain we have so dearly loved. The Britain that once led the world towards civilization, but is now so tragically leading the way out. And that goes for the United States of America also. I remember these riots in Los Angeles not too long ago. Unbelievable violence was committed for no reason whatsoever. You see, in all these discussions, we forget one thing, and that is that God is not the God of this world. The God of this world who is ruling this world right now is Satan the devil, and Satan is called the destroyer. And he loves to destroy. He feeds on destruction. We read in the Bible that he has great wrath because he knows that his time is short. Jesus Christ warned that a great tribulation is coming upon us, which is called the wrath of Satan. And Christ said it is going to be such a violent time, a time of war engulfing the entire world, that if those days wouldn't be shortened, if I wouldn't come back to cut them short, no flesh, no human being, no animal life would even survive. That's how bad it's going to become. We are partially to be blamed because we have followed wrong concepts. Of course, we have inadvertently done it by following the ideas of Satan the devil. So he is also to be blamed, of course. But we can read the Bible. We can pray to God to give us understanding. And we can train up our children the way which is pleasing to God. Many years ago, we published a booklet, The Keys to Happy Marriages and Families. I encourage you to read this booklet. And if you have read it several years ago, read it again. I am telling you right now, my friends, if people in England would have followed this advice as it's based on the Bible, those terrible tragedies which we have seen in England would not have happened. I know this is a bold statement. I know you will agree with me once you read this booklet because it shows you the biblical principles as how to raise up your children, as how to have happy families, happy marriages, something which has become unknown in this world today. So thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.